This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the love of God, can we ever stop bragging about the airport? Ever? Ever? Ever?
No. Keep it up.
Never ends.
Good. We deserve it. We got a heck of an airport here, Chad.
It's a good airport.
No,
I'm not tingling when I'm at the airport. I feel like I should be out there and like I'm in a state of arousal and joy. I guess arousal, that'd be Larry Craig. That's a different issue. But enough. 1 year ban on all of us in the media, WCCO Radio included, bragging about the bleeping airport.
I don't think we do enough airport talk, frankly.
Okay. I don't think it's possible for us to do more. No one on the I don't know how many planets we have now. Do we count Pluto as a planet again?
No, Pluto's
out. I still count Pluto.
No, Pluto's out. It's I don't even know what it is now. It's just a little rock out there. It's not planet
gases size or something like that. No one brags about their airport as much as ours. I know you're coming back to me. Well, no airport's as good as ours.
Yes. When you're number one in the nation, we're not going to brag up our airport if it's number 52. No.
We probably would.
No, we'd work to make it better, which is what we're still doing when we're number one, baby.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Throw trillions of dollars at it. Let's go.
How much money are we about to spend if we're this amazing? If everybody's just looking at our airport starry-eyed like we could only be there, why are we about to spend $500 trillion improving it?
Pretend,
I think that's a precise number, too.
Pretend right now it is. You are MSP Airport. Now look back at your laurels.
I'm perfect. You all genuflect towards me when I'm around, okay?
Yep, look back at your laurels. You going to rest on them, or are you going to keep going?
I'm going to rest on it for a little bit if I'm that much better than everybody else.
Well, that's how you turn into Kansas City. Terrible airport.
What else?
Just a brutal airport.
It's okay. Hot take, the Palm Springs airport's better. It's outside. It's more efficient. It's better. Okay? Hot take. Plus, it's nice out there all the time. I know we've done this before. What else do we brag about where you're just so sick of us bragging about it here in Minnesota? Because the airport is the leader and nothing is close, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, do we brag about Minnesota Nice?
Yeah.
Tired of
brag about hot dish?
Yeah, I don't. Do we even brag about hot dish? I think most of us know that hot dish, it's not that good.
It's average at best. You know what goulash says to hot dish? Don't come near me. You're not me.
And frankly, goulash is a hot dish. It's all kind of in the same family.
All right, we're going to touch on a bunch of topics here, so buckle up. 651-461-9226. Are you familiar with the name Mackenzie Hughes?
Why should I be?
You're probably not. Most people aren't. He's an excellent golfer, PGA Tour, Canadian. The President's Cup is starting today. This really has never captured the imagination of the nation. It's USA versus the international. So not Europe. Everywhere but Europe, because Europe's Ryder Cup. Mackenzie Hughes started it out today by pounding a beer right there on the first tee.
A He is Canadian.
What other sporting event can you start the event by just slamming down a beer right there?
Darts?
What? Darts, yeah. Ping pong? Pool, have I ever told you? I think pool's overrated. We were talking about this here. I don't know why. I just think pool is, eh. Does pool do much for you?
I like a good pool table at a bar or something like that.
Ping pong is 10 times better.
Well, ping pong's a great home game. But if you're playing out at a bar, pool's the game. You just, you know, all the balls you keep confined. Whereas ping pong, you got to fly it around everywhere.
I think we should have multiple ping pong bars in town. Do we have any ping pong bars in town?
I don't know of a ping pong bar.
Maybe that's our way to make millions. Let's just have the whole thing filled with ping pong tables. No food, nothing, just ping pong tables. Other sporting events you can think of where you begin with a beer. Now, I don't think he's playing today. I think they have 12 people on the team. And I think 10 of the 12 are playing. He's not playing. So kind of, it's not as braggadocio, right? If you're slamming the beer, but then you're not playing.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah. You're just like a fan.
Exactly. No, you're just drinking on your time off at that point. Sorry, Mackenzie. Braggart.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are married. And they have the same birthday. Can you look up how old Michael Douglas is? Let's guess. I'm thinking 82.
He's 80 on the nose, turned 80.
82? Wow.
No, 80 on the nose.
80 on the nose?
Yes.
Didn't have to make fun of my big nose. I mean, I thought that was uncalled for.
Catherine's 55, 25 years between them.
And they've been married for 20-some years, something like that?
Since 2000.
Yeah. So you wanted to tell people? Well, let me tell one of the presents that Catherine Zeta-Jones provided Michael Douglas with. I'm sure it's a fancy cupcake. I don't think it was just a regular Costco cupcake. She and Bono sang Happy Birthday to Michael Douglas.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? Yeah. 651-461-9226. Again, a variety of topics. Who would you like to sing Happy Birthday to you? Bono's got to be up there, right?
Sure. I mean, one of the biggest names in music history. Still very, very popular.
Catherine is also singing, and she has a beautiful voice herself. Now, is Michael allowed to say, hey, honey, keep it down. Bono's here. I hear you a lot. You know, I know the whole Chicago thing and everything you've done. Can I just listen to Bono? Can you do that on your shared birthday? Probably not, right?
Yeah, it's her birthday, too, so I think you got to be kind.
Dave, tell the audience Catherine Zeta-Jones's other birthday present for her husband, Michael Douglas.
Well, she said she had options. There was one option. He must still be an avid golfer. And she thought, you know, I could get him some new golf balls, you know, maybe go top flight or maybe really class it up, give him top the Pro Vs.
I'm sure Michael's really looking for the top flight. She's an avid golfer herself,
yeah,
too.
Maybe she plays Strixons, I don't know, Bridgestones, Callaways. But probably the Pro Vs. I think he would have gone Pro Vs for the big 80.
Taylor made a Pro V is a very strong contender.
Very good, very good. She said she could do that or just be naked for him.
Yeah. So if you're like me and you're research, I'm diligent, I work hard, I'm looking at Catherine Zeta-Jones, your Instagram. She's looking rather tremendous. She's looking rather gorgeous. It's Catherine with the light coming in the bathroom, looking in the mirror, hair combo of looking good but a little disheveled, the high heels, and naked.
Arms strategically placed.
Yes, yes. She's been gorgeous ever since she burst upon to Paul Pacini. She's absolutely gorgeous at 55. I'm sure she'll be gorgeous at 95.
I think she works out and eats well.
I think she does. I don't know, but I'm thinking there's probably a little help, but it's a gift that she was given by her genes, and she probably works at it. Is it just his gift, though, because she's naked here for the Instagram, and she's got, I bet she has a few more followers the last couple days.
Well, like I said, for the Instagram, the arms were strategically placed, Chad.
Yes, arms, the legs are strategically placed, the lighting's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks fabulous.
Who took the photo is my question.
Maybe Bono. I mean, he was there to sing. I don't know. You know what Bono was there for? To sing and also to brag about the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport.
I'm sure he's been through several times.
He's like, you know, you want to know why? I'm not going to do my Irish accent. You want to know why we play Minneapolis a lot? Target Center, the X, or U.S. Bank. It's not because we love the crowds. We just want to go to the airport.
Yeah, I think when he's flying back home to Dublin or, you know, on the way here, vice versa, I think he looks for a flight, actually, that connects through MSP.
Commercial.
Just so he can hang out here.
He doesn't take the private and go to Signature. He has to go through MSP. Okay, so we're going to add this to your questions. What is the greatest birthday present in your life? Or what is the greatest birthday of your life? Catherine Zeta-Jones standing in front of you naked wouldn't be a bad one, Dave.
You know, the first movie I saw her in was The Mask of Zorro. Remember that one with Antonio Banderas?
She is...
That came out just after I turned 14, Chad.
She is beyond stunning in that. Unbelievable. With Antonio Banderas. She's left an indelible memory. Is that what you're telling me?
I'll just say I was 14, Chad. It's a good age. It's a good age to say, oh.
Okay, Dave. I'm 59 looking at the picture right now. Also a good age.
Well, yes.
I'm fine with my age right now.
You know, when those hormones are flying around.
Have your hormones given up? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying it's a different level when you're a teenager.
That's correct. What is the greatest birthday or the greatest birthday present you've ever received? Who would you like to sing happy birthday to you? And is there anything else Minnesota likes to brag about more than how we're consistently ranked number one MSP airport? Options. That's what it's all about this segment, Dave. Options. How should they reach out to us?
I would say you could use the phone number, 651-461-9226. That's your stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. You got options.
Yeah. I think text is probably the way to go here. Just a reminder, greatest birthday gift. Who do you want to sing happy birthday to you? And what else do we just brag about incessantly here and it just drives you nuts? Text away, 651-461-9226.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have options here. I want more text. 651-461-9226. Greatest birthday present of your life. Who do you want singing to you for happy birthday? And what do we brag about too much in this state? Because we had another report from our station. Because we're the leaders in this. I think we're right at the top of the list. We crank out how many stories a year saying the airport's amazing? 500?
Not enough.
No, not enough. Okay. I got to say, the greatest birthday of my life, Dave, I got married on my birthday.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right? Proposed on Kathleen's birthday. Married on my birthday. And I do think we both received the divorce document on her birthday. Can't make it up, can you?
And you're still best of friends.
We are best of friends.
That's amazing.
I am incredibly lucky. Kathleen is an amazing person in my life. And we chat every day, and I wish her only the best. There might be another one related to the Catherine Zeta-Jones situation, which I'm not talking about.
Oh.
That was a great birthday, too.
Oh.
What do you have, greatest birthday?
On my 27th birthday, we closed on our house.
Oh, that's a good one.
Signed the documents that day and that night. I think we split a pizza on the floor of what was soon going to be the living room when we actually moved in a couple days later.
That's an awesome birthday.
It was tremendous. Yes, it was. Yeah. It was incredible.
This text has kind of stopped. Drives me nuts that a certain station brags constantly about being all of our stations, radio, TV. We all brag a lot, don't we?
Yeah, it's part of the job.
Is it?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but you have to break yourself up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I guess. Cabins and lakes. Yeah, we brag a lot about our cabins and lakes, don't we? And this show's policy is, thank God, we're never going to have a cabin.
Yes, 100% right. Thank we also God. Brag too much about the winter toughness that apparently all of us Minnesotans have when it's really about 10%.
Oh, and here's another one. Well, then move. Okay, stop. You're allowed. You're allowed to say what it's. You know, maybe it's March and the winter won't end, or it's 10 below and say, God, this is no fun. And then they come back. Why do you live here? Just move. Okay, sure. How about this gift? I got a horse for my 9th birthday. They brought him in the basement. He was a gentleman. Still have horses 58 years later. They brought the horse in the basement?
I'm not bringing a horse in a basement.
No. Mm-mm. Singing to me, Marilyn Monroe. When you're the president of the United States, when you're the cat's meow. Does anybody use that phrase anymore, the cat's meow?
You just did. I think let's bring it back. Cat's meow, bee's knees.
Yeah, let's go. And Marilyn Monroe is singing happy birthday to you. Plus, God knows what's going on with you and Marilyn. Yeah. I think we all know what's going on. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was a good day to be JFK.
Yoko Ono. You want Yoko singing to you, Dave?
No, I do not.
Probably a new prescription to Viagra for Michael. Yeah. Very possible. Channing Tatum can sing to me. Who cares what he sounds like? Channing is an attractive man, right?
Can't argue that.
No. He needs a good movie, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, was he in the Jump Street one with Jonah Hill?
Eh.
Those are all right.
The stripper one was actually a pretty good movie.
Magic Mike, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't. Did we have at least one more? Do we have two more? I don't know. It seems like he needs something that really is going
to
click.
Let's write a script for him. Let's get to work on it.
Let's do it. Let's hang out. Anne Margaret and Jacqueline Smith. We're going to certain ages here, but both absolutely beautiful. Miranda Lambert can sing to me anytime, morning, noon, or night. I'd like Joe Walsh to sing me Happy Birthday. Dave, you can have your pick. Who do you want singing you Happy Birthday?
Because I've never seen him in concert, I want Elton John to come out of retirement with all the flamboyance he can bring. Sing me Happy Birthday, but don't sing the tired old Happy Birthday song. I want a brand new Happy Birthday song that Elton can pen.
Well, you need Bernie then to pen it, right?
Well, I mean,
Bernie Taupin's got to do that.
Yeah, that would help. That might help. He's not. You're right. Elton's not much of the lyricist, but I was hoping he could figure this one out.
Whitney Houston, somebody says. Now that that's stunning for a couple reasons, right? Be the ghost of Whitney Houston. Would you ever go see? Does she have a hologram? For some reason, I'm thinking there's a hologram tour for her.
I don't know of it, but doesn't mean there's not.
I'm completely out on that idea.
Never. No.
I don't get the sense they're catching on, but God knows with AI where we're headed. A man who, for the right price, is willing to sing Happy Birthday for you when the show is done. Jason DeRusha. He's next here on CCO. He's here. He'll also do his own show. He's selfless.
Why not?
He's a giver. Greatest birthday of your life was, and hopefully, you know, dozens and dozens more to come, but does one stand out?
So I was blindfolded, waiting. My wife...
Go on. We're all intrigued.
Well, as I heard you guys talking about this earlier, I thought, how far am I going to go? How far am I going to take this? How explicit?
Not far enough.
How
doesn't
explicit
sound like me, Dave.
Should I be about the hall pass of 2004?
Well.
Yeah.
You got a big birthday coming up next year.
Big 5-0. Yeah.
5-0.
Whew. At 5-0, I'm not sure that I'm equipped for that sort of shenanigans, you know?
Excuse me? If January 31st next year at 8:50 in the morning, there's a knocking on the door and Catherine Zeta-Jones is there in a coat.
Yeah.
I'd let her in.
Sure.
It's just, that's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, my best birthday was probably my 40th when we had the big party.
Big party?
Yeah. That was fun.
Hoda Kotb announces today, it's been a great run.
Yeah.
26 years at NBC. And she acknowledged that she wants to do more things, including acknowledge, you know, she had kids later in life. She has a 7- and 4-year-old, and she's leaving. Who right now, national morning shows, would make the most waves if he or she retired?
Well, I mean, this is a great question. Nationally, I mean, everyone gets attention, right? Because these are big names. But, like, is it Robin Roberts on Good Morning America? Would she be the biggest name? I mean, we're out of the, like, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, like, sort of the giant names. I don't know if there is a name. I was surprised at the Hoda response today. I watched it. It was very emotional. TV people, it's tough to say goodbye. I didn't cry. You know?
Available. If Today wants to pay you that same amount of money,
I'd probably do
it. You'll work with Savannah and Craig and
sure.
Al. I mean,
they seem nice.
You'll do it.
I'd
show...
do it for half the money. I'll do it for a quarter of the money, I'm sure.
That's true.
Be real.
Which show is winning the morning battle?
I believe Good Morning America is number one. Today is very close. They sort of go back and forth. And then CBS This Morning is...
distant?
Distant. Way stronger than it used to be, but distant.
I don't watch as much as I used to.
What are you watching them?
But not a ton.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working, and then I'll click more for the news side for CNN.
Right.
And Fox, and I bounce back and forth. I used to make a greater effort, and I would record Good Morning America and CBS, and I still do.
Yeah.
And I'd say maybe once a week I'll kind of click through more for talkers.
Yes.
Than for the serious items.
I struggle. So I'm doing the same thing, right? Like, I'm looking for things like, all right, is this something we want to talk about? Is this something? CBS at like 7:50 does like the talk of the table, where sometimes there's like stuff in there that I think like, ah, that could be good. Mm-hmm. Good Morning America for me is almost like the first half hour is really great news, and then it's just candy. It's like news candy.
That's my problem.
A lot of celebrity, a lot of, you know, kind of fluff.
Yeah, that's my view of it. And then I figure if I'm going to watch that, I'd rather watch CNN and Fox and see their different ways they approach the story. Okay, so let's tie this locally.
Yeah, local. Who do you think would be the biggest name to leave?
I have the person who I think is by far the biggest.
Okay.
Who? How about this? You guess who I think is by far the biggest.
I would guess Julie Nelson. No. Belinda. I meant Belinda. Belinda would be the biggest name. Amelia and Frank would be close. Because they would probably go together. And if they didn't go together, it would be even bigger.
That's true.
Right? So those three are the biggest names left in town. And Julie's pretty close. Julie's in there, but Belinda's bigger. Belinda, I think.
I just think Belinda... And I've been friends with Belinda for a long time. I think she's a great person. I think she's pretty much exactly who she is.
Yeah.
On air. Maybe a little bawdier. But she is relatable to so many people. And she...
Well, you also don't make enemies as the weather person, right? Like, and she's done such a good job with that Saturday morning show.
Yes, but I was just going to say.
People don't project their politics on you like they do the news people today.
Okay, so, and listen, we still have good anchors, but for pure popularity, no one's ever going to touch Majors. And then... If anybody was, it was his competitor, Shelby, right? So,
I mean, I will say that Frank replaced Majors and the ratings went up, and then he replaced Shelby and the ratings went up.
It's a point.
It's interesting.
Should be made.
I think what happens with the ratings is always complicated, right? Like lead-in affects it. But also, you can be, if you're a Shelby, you're incredibly popular, but also you have a large segment of people who don't like you. Mm-hmm. So you sort of, I don't know, it's like if you're doing a competition and there are six judges and they rate you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A guy like Shelby is going to have 3 1s and 2 5s and a 6. And a guy like Frank is going to have 6 2s.
Yeah. Right? And I'm glad
you
said that.
If that in a way, right? Like that's sort of.
Right. And I'm glad you said it because of that, Frank is probably underappreciated. That
if you take over
for both those guys, numbers go up,
it's legendary.
It's a serious tip of the cap in that business.
Yes. So it goes to show that having the most people love you is not always the winning recipe, right? It's why managers, I think, end up hiring more vanilla people, because the risk reward is better. Does that make sense?
So,
and it makes for a more boring product. You never get a home run, but you get a lot of base hits.
Okay, so let's project that on TV over the next 10 years in this market if Frank and Amelia both go.
Right.
Will we have someone as popular as those two and the popularity. I'm not even talking about the popularity of Dave Moore had, because Dave Moore, the numbers were absurd.
Of course. Right?
But just that type of sway, because it's interesting, like ESPN, again, they let go Zach Lowe today. There's this feeling by some that ESPN wants people to get big, but when they get too big, they're worried about it, you know, and they've got that now with Stephen A. and Pat McAfee and money issues. But on the local news, they want someone who is super recognizable. But they also want someone, sadly, where they don't have to pay him a crazy amount of money. And if they leave to go to, you know, Chicago, New York, wherever, it's not like, oh, my God, I'm not going to watch that station anymore.
You know, news manager, they go on these cycles. They want huge personalities that will be very, very popular. Stars. They want stars. And then they have stars. And they're like, oh, well, the brand is bigger than the star. We want people to be loyal to the channel or to the network or whatever. So I don't know. They always say, like, oh, we don't need stars. People are watching for the team, for the content, whatever. The truth is all the research always shows that people watch for people. So it's always about the stars.
For sure.
So, you look at Channel 5, which I think Channel 5 does a fantastic job, but they have always resisted the star as the news anchor, and I think it hurts them.
Do you think they've resisted, or they just haven't found
the
right?
It could be person, they gamble. You know? Yeah, they gamble wrong. You might be right.
Yeah. Okay, let's pause. Yeah. I want to stay with TV because SNL begins Saturday.
Yeah.
And they begin their 50th season. And I got it. I know a lot of people, oh, it's not close. It's not close. I can think of this era I loved in that era. But in TV accomplishments, on the network side, where does this rank and what else is close to it for 50 years of relevancy? Pretty remarkable. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Don't think this cast is as good as others. I think SNL and their Weekend Update may be better than ever. I think those two are phenomenal. I think Bowen Yang is fantastic. They still get great hosts. So is it at its peak? No, Jason, as SNL begins its 50th year. But does it still reverberate with an opening monologue of people wondering if Maya Rudolph's coming back to play Kamala, who's going to play Walls, who's going to play Vance, certain sketches that really hit? 50 years into it, I'm sure they'll have some huge celebration like they did for 40. I looked it up. Simpsons is starting their 35th year. It's not just the longevity, but the impact. And think about how many other sketch shows, and they had some success, but nothing touching the impact, let alone the longevity of SNL.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the only thing that I can think of that maybe is in the conversation is Meet the Press, maybe?
Yeah, right. I mean, I was going to say overrated, underrated, probably.
Overrated. The Price is Right. Those kind of longevity, those shows with the years. But SNL, I mean, the cast of SNL now is NBC's late night lineup on the weeknights, right?
Yeah.
It drives the conversation Monday morning, as all the really morning shows will play clips. And if you look at the style of late night TV today, it's basically
a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
sketches.
It's sketches. Yep. It's trying to have viral clips, and SNL has been doing that forever.
Yeah,
kind of interesting. I agree with you. I think it's still pretty good. There are nights where you're like, "Oof, rough," but you know, it's an hour and a half show. Like we remember all the good ones.
Rough before too.
Yes, right? we remember the highlights. That is, but there were a lot of clunkers back when we were growing up, too.
Gene Smart who's just
she is still alive.
Right,
she's still alive. Yeah. Gene Smart.
Hacks is pretty darn funny.
Is Gene Smart in from Designing Women? Is that is that why she's on? Did people just start streaming?
That's
that
it. It's Designing Women. It's give me one excellent segment or guest coming up.
No, J.D. Hoyts. Pat Monahue from J.D. Hoyts is going to be.
I love Pat.
That'll be good.
Tell him to drop off a buddy bowl for me.
We'll get the history. We'll get the history of the Buddy Bowl. 435.
Absolutely. Say hi to Pat.